What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to take a few phone calls, and then we're going to close the lines at least for a little while because I got to get back to some of these stories here. So we're going to go to Mo in Florida. Mo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, two questions, if you'll indulge me. I'll try to be quick. First of all, you're familiar with One American News, right?
With which American News?
One American News, OAN.
We've sort of drifted by each other.
Yeah, they just announced when this Hillary stuff, the Clinton stuff, starts coming to the main news. I mean, they're not mainstream as CBS and all that, but they just mentioned this Seth Rich that was murdered, shot twice in the back. Nothing was taken.
Yes.
He was getting ready to testify against the Democratic. He had some information on the crimes that the Democratic coalition was putting together, and then they also mentioned this Rich, this UN president that was getting ready to testify with his Chinese co-patriot there that was funneling money to the Clinton Foundation, and they just basically said these are two murders, tracing them back to Clinton. I mean, as they said, what? Even my wife was saying, man, this stuff's starting to get on, you know, it seems like the floodgates are opening for it. I hope it happens. I feel it, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And what's going on here, and we actually started to see it back during the war in Iraq, where the independent media is now starting to drive the news cycle. It used to be corporate media would decide what the American people needed to know, and that was basically what hit the air in the newspapers and the magazines. Then as more and more people turned to the independent media, and the independent media was reporting on things the corporate media was not, and the corporate media started having to acknowledge what was in the independent media because people were calling up and saying, this is an important story, why are you ignoring it?
Yeah,
and I think the watershed moment was the Downing Street memo, which we made headline news on the independent media about, yes, how the decision to go to war in Iraq had been arrived at between Bush and Blair, and they were fixing the propaganda around it. And it was headline news on the independent media for a month. And finally, the corporate media realized if they didn't cover it, it was going to cost them credibility and trust. And so finally, they grudgingly had to acknowledge it. So we're starting to see the same thing now. There is so much swirling around the Clintons and the Bushes and the narcocracy where to not report on any of it is going to cost them more of their audience. Now, of course,
I think it's exciting, but it's kind of scary. But I just want to see these people pay the price. But one other quick question, and I'll let you go because I know you said you want to get your stories. But I know Trump's in Colorado Springs giving a speech right now. What do you think he would say, since he's a builder and in New York and the whole thing, if somebody asks the question, Mr. Trump, what took down World Trade Center Building 7? What do you think he would say?
I really don't know. I'm sure that as a builder, he understands the official story is suspect. But again, looking at the way the entire establishment media and even his own party attack him for everything he says, even jokes about Russia, I think he would probably have a very simple, noncommittal answer because he understands he's at the stage of his career where it's one Donald Trump against the entire Democratic Party, the entire corporate media, Wall Street, and the rest of it. And he's going to be very, very careful about what he says. What is far more important is once he's in the Oval Office and somebody asks him that question, what will he say? And at that point, I think he's going to be about as honest and forthright about 9/11 as he was about Vince Foster. There's something very fishy there.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious that was a planned demolition. Those bombs were put in there way before the planes flew around and whatever they did. So, but anyway,
there's
thanks,
no question
Mike.
About it.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. And obviously, as we get closer to the anniversary of 9/11, we'll go back over all of this information. President Bush just sitting at that school after knowing it was a terror attack, reading about pet goats, the Secret Service obvious awareness that he was not a target by their inaction. And just we'll go over that all over again. And if you can't wait, there's a 9/11 link at the top of my page. And by the way, I did put up that article about Operation Mockingbird. For those of you who are not familiar, at the extent of control over corporate media exerted by the U.S. government. So getting back to the phones, Dustin in New Jersey, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, and the previous callers, they mentioned something about global. This is collectivism, basically communism versus nationalism. I mean, this is what it's coming down to, and
well,
I'm
going to have to disagree with you a little bit, because when you have any kind of a government centered on a private central bank, it is inherently fascistic, not socialistic. And that's what they're trying to build, a global fascist economic dictatorship where the rich get insanely rich and the entire human race lives in permanent debt slavery. That's what the New World Order is all about.
And Mike, and like in Chicago, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. It's going to come down to like fighting with your fists, or more than that. Because you should, these people, I mean, look at, they kill people, and they don't have no problem doing it. So they're not going to really care about you protesting per se. You know, like I said, calling your congressman or writing. It's not going to do crap in the end.
No, it isn't. And what's going to happen? And again, I've been saying this all along. Is we are going to see the U.S. federal government collapse from its own rot and corruption the way the former Soviet Union did. And we're going to have about 4 months of having to get by and take care of each other the best that we can while we form a whole new government in this land based on those original constitutional principles. And we're going to add a few more, like no more private central banks ever, 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 ever. So, I want to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are now rejoining our network, and we're basically taking phone calls, and we're going to be getting back into the general news here in just a minute. Anyway, Dustin, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and this is going to be our last phone call for a while because I got to get caught up in some of the stories. Alan in Chicago. Aloha, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I'll keep this brief. After 4 days of watching and listening to the DNC, I'm feeling like George Bailey did when Clarence was taking him around Bedford Falls, and he's showing him what it would have been like if he was never been born. It's just incredible. I don't even recognize my country when I'm listening to the DNC. But my question to you is, about a month ago, I was listening to the radio, and sometimes I get it where it's called Art Bell Somewhere in Time. And I thought he was back because they were talking about all the Clinton crimes and everything. And I found out the date was somewhere around 1996, and when he was running for re-election, and you know better than anybody, boy, when you listen to already only after 4 years of them being in the office, the crimes that people were concerned about calling in then,
yes.
And then you listen to some of the Ross Perot debates before they got in, I think it 20 years ago already, you look, and it's almost like bookends. Clinton's getting in now, and now they're trying to get in now, and you look at the last 20 years with NAFTA, all the Chinese rocket, you know, technologies, the nuclear weapons that they were allowed North Korea to get. A lot of the things that went on, Travelgate, Ron Brown being killed, Vince Foster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I think for somebody that's maybe 20 years old now, they don't know any of that, Mike. And that's why I was just going to say that. If that is just somebody, if they have the YouTube videos from maybe those debates with George W. Bush Sr., Ross Perot, Bill Clinton, then you look at maybe the re-election in 96, you'll be shocked to see who Hillary Clinton really is.
Yeah, and it's all going to be coming out, and it's going to be coming out bit by bit by bit between now and November. You know, the 20 years ago when I accidentally discovered the dark underbelly of what our government is really all about, hardly anybody knew what was really going on. They were all very naive. I believe in the government. I salute the flag. I oppose the clubbing of baby seals and all the rest of that. And it was kind of rough because you're out there saying, you know, we do have a government that's been corrupted by drug money going back you know, all the way to Ronald Reagan. And people would say, oh, that's ridiculous. It's a conspiracy theory. Today, it's very, very different. Today, I mean, I've lost count of the number of letters and emails I've gotten from people I knew 20 years ago who are writing to apologize for having insulted me and called me all kinds of bad names, some of them in foreign languages. And they're saying, yeah, you were right. You had it. And it's not that I enjoy saying, I told you so, I told you so. It's because our nation is still very much in danger. And we're not out of this yet. But general public awareness of how corrupt this government is an important step toward steering our nation to a position where that central government is going to collapse like the former Soviet Union. Now, one of the reasons they're pushing Hillary so hard is to recapture the dynastic control of the White House, because we have two families who are actually very good friends, and they've been linked going all the way back to that Iran-Contra gun and cocaine running operation, and that's the Bushes and that's the Clintons. And the idea was to have these two dynastic ruling families pass the White House back and forth, to make it look like there was some kind of a change going on. But in reality, it's the same two ruling families. And Barack Obama was kind of the wild card who got on in when it was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. This election cycle, everybody got into a panic when Jeb Bush just basically flamed out. He couldn't connect to the voters. And his campaign was almost a joke. And it was at that point they began to realize we could get Donald Trump, who's not part of the narcocracy. And when he gets into that Oval Office and he starts to find out what this government has been up to, he's gonna be furious to find out. And well, that's why I say it is not enough to get Donald Trump into the White House with an overwhelming landslide victory. We have to clean Congress out from all the establishment obstructionists, the Israel firsters, the war hawks. We need a cleaned out Congress to go with a cleaned out White House.
Well, I'll just say this last thing. I do think we do have an opportunity, because there, if you really look at some of the YouTube videos of people that were outside the DNC and inside that were, you know, Bernie supporters, they realize they've been had and screwed over, and I really think there were some good people. They wanted some change, and they realized how crooked Hillary and the DNC, and I just pray that we can, just like you said, lead an olive branch to them, don't make fun of them, and try to help them along, and I think that'll be enough, the wind and the sail, to elect Donald Trump.
I'm not bashing the Bernie supporters. I empathize with them. I mean, they're going through the shock that I went through 22 years ago. But it's not just the Bernie Sanders supporters. All Democrats got an ice water pail in the face looking at how the party machine really works. And it's not just the Democrats. We saw the same thing over at the GOP convention, where there was that last-ditch effort to find some way to get Donald Trump away from that nomination by changing the rules and unbinding the delegates, which was basically telling the Republican primary voters, what you want doesn't matter anymore. We will decide the candidates. We will decide the leaders. You know, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, and all the rest of it. And fortunately, because of that awareness of how Republican voters were seeing all this, that last desperate attempt to change the rules and unbind the delegates failed miserably. I think there was also a procedural violation. They weren't even following the rules to change the rules. So Americans in general, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Bernie supporters, everybody, even Hillary's supporters, understand that what happened has damaged the brand. It's harmed public trust in our electoral system. A lot of people are saying this is the proof that we are not a democracy any longer. And we are not a republic with democratically elected leaders, for the nitpickers who like to go on out there. This is a nation ruled by party politics, just like the Soviet Union was. Just like Nazi Germany was. Yes.
Mike, thank you so much for your work and your time. I'm going to let you go. I know you got a lot of work to do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to close the phone lines for a little while because I got some stories I really, really need to get to. And the corporate media is still pushing this whole thing. This is all a Russian plot against Hillary Clinton. She's such a poor victim. Why don't you vote her for president? Well, first of all, we don't want somebody who's a perpetual victim in that White House. That's a bad idea to begin with. But they're out there just pushing this idea that it should be beyond question that Russia was behind the hack of the DNC emails, and you should ignore what is actually in those DNC emails or else you're a Russian stooge. And it's all rumor, insinuation, vilification. Donald Trump and the bad old Russians. Bad old Russians. Now, we've posted a lot of articles regarding election fraud this year and in the past. We reposted the Hacking Democracy documentary to the front page. It's a good thing to watch over the weekend. And I've gotten emails from people who'd never seen it before. And they were absolutely shocked, especially that end scene where they demonstrate how easy it is to change the results of an election on these official electronic voting machines. And one of the election workers just breaks into tears because she believed that they were running an honest, fair, uncheatable system. And that was an emotional shock here. So we ran a flashback to the story that appeared back in Counterpunch in May that came to the same conclusion that the more recent Stanford study did. Clinton did best where voting machines flunked the hacking tests. If electronic voting machines that were open to hacking were being used, Hillary did unexpectedly well. And there's another video by a gentleman in New York who's talking about the disparity between the official results and the exit polls and reminding everybody that under the U.S. State Department and the United Nations, a discrepancy of 2% between the exit polls and the official results signifies election fraud has taken place. And in some of the Democratic primaries, there was a discrepancy of up to 13% between the official results, which favored Hillary Clinton, and those exit polls. 13%. Of course there's fraud going on. And people should be very, very angry. Remember what Joseph Stalin said. People who vote decide nothing. People who count the votes decide everything. We now have Stalinist Russia voting systems in our country right now. And it didn't work out very well for the Russians under Stalin. Now, another article from Accuracy in Media talking about the hacked DNC emails, startling implications. And basically, without needing to go into any specifics, they're saying it paints this incredible picture of an out-of-control, corrupted party machine that is usurping the right of the people to pick their own candidates and favoring the bankers, the large corporations, Israel, always Israel above all. And there's another article over here in Moon of Alabama that raises the same question I did yesterday. Will these preemptive accusations that Russia is going to hack the November election be used to cover up election fraud, or if Donald Trump wins, to negate the election results? Hillary Clinton would not hesitate to go right up to the Supreme Court the way George Bush did back in 2000, get the Supreme Court to say, well, we're pretty certain Russia was tinkering with our vote results, so Donald Trump is not the president and Hillary Clinton is, and you may not use our decision as precedent in any future legal cases, which is what they said back in 2000. When the Supreme Court handed down their decision granting the presidency to George W. Bush, part of that dynastic family that swaps the White House back and forth, they literally added at the bottom, nobody is allowed to use this decision as a legal precedent in any future case. It's the only time in the history of the United States Supreme Court that they went to that length. Now, Jerome Corsi is out there in an article, WorldNet Daily, talking about the Clinton Foundation. And he says, there is a venue there for prosecution that might actually be far easier than her private email server or even pay to play. And it's a little unexpected. And when we come back from these commercials, I will tell you what it is. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm sure you, like me, are frustrated at all the things the Clintons and the Bushes have gotten away with without facing any kind of justice. And I think that moment when FBI Director James Comey went down the list of felony level Title 18 violations and then said, we're not recommending charges, because she didn't mean to do wrong, basically tells you what's going on. Now, the fact of the matter is Title 18 does not require intent. It's spelled out in there. Exposing national secrets through carelessness is a violation. And that's what Comey tried to excuse Hillary with. She was careless. She was reckless. She was negligent. Good qualities for a president, don't you think? So Jerome Corsi's done this interview over at WorldNet Daily and Radio America. And he said, instead of trying to go down this whole email server issue and trying to document the State Department pay for play through the foundation, there's a much simpler way. And it's called inurement. Now, inurement is a criminal offense, and it means running a charity for your own benefit. And it's much easier to prove than the corruption involved with foreign governments donating to the foundation and then getting special treatment from the State Department, especially now that the FBI has taken over that investigation from Larry Klayman. But for Nerment, you don't need a quid pro quo. You just show the financial reporting is fraudulent, that money has gone in there for charitable purposes and never showed up. Haiti would be wide open for that. Huge amounts of money went into the Clinton Foundation for Haiti, and the Haitians got almost none of it. And so that is a legal venue that could be pursued, including by those who thought they were donating to a real charity. This could be civil litigation. Now, according to the latest USC Los Angeles Times Daily poll, Trump has pulled an additional half point ahead just in the last 24 hours. We are not seeing the expected post-convention bump for Hillary. Now, interestingly enough, somebody out in California actually got a video of one of the touch screen voting machines, and they kept touching for Bernie Sanders, and the Sanders vote was switched to another candidate. They got that on video. The documentation, it's just obvious. We're seeing massive, massive election fraud. And if they're doing it during the primaries, it's a guarantee they're going to try and do it in November. And so we need a lot of honest people to volunteer to be poll workers and keep an eye out. We need observers. And frankly, if Donald Trump does win the White House, and I sincerely hope he does, one of the first things I'm going to recommend he does is get rid of those electronic machines. We need to go back to paper ballots and hand counting. And by the way, for all this caterwauling in the corporate media about how Russia's going to hack the vote in November, well, we can prevent that. Don't use the electronic machines. It's a wonderful solution. If you're really genuinely worried that Russia is going to hack the election through those electronic machines, then don't use the electronic machines. It's a simple solution. And yet nobody is actually talking about that, because we know who is really doing the election hacking, and they need those electronic machines. So let's turn to the war zones right now. Emphasis on the plural. Things in Syria are going great for the Syrian government and the Syrian people. Not so good for the United States. Syrian government forces are now closing in on Aleppo. They are expecting they will have humanitarian corridors opening within the next day, where they can start sending in food and medical supplies and all this other assistance to those Syrian civilians who've been basically been held hostage by the U.S.-backed rebels. So they're going to start getting supplies in there. Meanwhile, over at the United... Oh, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and the spoiled children are back attacking my server. Somewhere around America, there's a room full of children flinging themselves on the floor and pounding their fists and kicking their feet and screaming, "How dare he tell the truth about the Empress Hillary?" Well, too bad. My advice to you. Hello? Hi, what happened? Okay, well, that was a sudden something. My advice to all politicians or corporate executives or anybody, if you don't want to have people saying bad things about you, don't do bad things to begin with. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? Instead, we seem to have this culture where everybody wants to do bad things, sell bad products, dangerous products, molest small children, run fraud. and then they get upset when people want to talk about it. I have a right to cheat the American people, but you don't have a right to call me on it. What do you think this is, a freedom of speech? All right. Now then, we're talking about what's going on with Syria. And what's going on with Syria is it's basically all but over. They're closing in on Aleppo. They're expecting to finally get humanitarian corridors open to get food and medical supplies into those people who have been held in a state of starvation and desperation by the U.S.-backed forces inside Syria. Over at the United Nations, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Powers, is out there complaining that Syria is dropping these leaflets, you know, urging civilians to cooperate with the Syrian army and offering them safe passage. And Samantha Powers is out there saying, you know, the Syrian people shouldn't be cooperating with a government that's been bombing and killing them. At which point the Syrian representative stood up to remind everybody that only today another U.S.-led coalition strike has killed 45 civilians near Manbij Beach. And looking at Samantha Power's statement, again, it's panic. They're in serious trouble. This whole plan to dollariferize the Middle East is falling apart. Apparently, 5,000 protesters encircled the encirclic base, screaming death to the U.S.
Oh my goodness, they must hate us for our freedoms.
Interesting revelation in this article. When Encirclic was first surrounded and a no-fly zone declared over it, they mentioned the problem of these nuclear weapons that are at that base. And the article back then said there are over 50 of these B-61 tactical nuclear weapons. Selectable yield, they top out at 370 kilotons each, which is a pretty big blast. In the latest article, they're admitting that it's actually closer to 90 of these weapons are on that base. And they were put on that base to wag at Russia and threaten them with. And now, all of a sudden, they're in a real situation of possibly having made Turkey, under Erdogan, a nuclear power. Now, Turkey is continuing to present evidence that the U.S. was ultimately behind the failed coup attempt. And they've basically announced, once they get confirmation that the United States was directly involved in this failed coup, they are probably going to leave NATO. And they're definitely pivoting away from Europe and the West. They're talking about new deals with Russia. Putin and Erdogan are meeting next week. And if they come to an agreement, dropping sanctions, pipeline deals and everything, the party is over. The U.S. will have lost the war in Syria because they can't do anything if Turkey is now on the side of Russia in restoring Syria to the Syrian people and the legitimate Syrian government. Basically, in a nutshell, Putin is sitting back and laughing himself silly watching NATO tear itself apart with all this warmongering. Because they're botching it up. Still stuck in Afghanistan, still stuck in Iraq, still stuck in Yemen, still stuck in Libya, can't get into Syria, let alone Iran. It's coming apart. All right, let's grab a phone call. John in Barbados, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I want to just make some comments. I'm looking forward to the next 3 months of comic entertainment called the election campaign in America. Mm-hmm. But more seriously, Turkey now looks to be making a real rapprochement with Russia, which means Russia doesn't need the south of Cyprus for a base and an air base. They can go to northern Cyprus where Turkey holds sway. And that will
give
them...
They can have bases right in Turkey.
Yep.
I mean, and Turkey could take Encirclic and hand it over to Russian control and just tell the Americans, get out, and by the way, we're keeping the nuclear weapons.
Absolutely. And the gains that are being made now... is large areas of Aleppo that have been actually freed from the Takfiris. That I'm reading certain articles which from the Syrian, the SAA, the news agency.
Yes.
It looks like within the next week, Aleppo will fall to the Syrian Arab army and the Russian air power, and that means essentially this, if you like, this regime change in Syria is finished, and Obama will walk.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And here's what's really interesting. Remember when they went into Syria and they first said, well, we need to free the Syrian people from the evil Assad. He's using chemical weapons on his own people. And that turned out to be a lie. Then they tried to rebrand the war in Syria by saying, we're not really in Syria to do anything about Assad. We're there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then we find out that Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are arming and supplying ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria.
On top of that,
now, let me finish. With Samantha Power's statement to the United Nations, they're back to this idea about Assad is bad, Assad has to go. Now, if Turkey and Russia align with each other and Syria gets Aleppo, basically that's it. The only way the United States can go back into Syria is simply to launch an invasion from outside. And that will tell the world who really is the aggressor in all of this warmongering, and it's not Russia.
Well, I'm looking further than that from what's coming out of Turkey and the Middle East in general. America is losing its sway in Iraq, in Yemen, Libya, and all these other places, Syria, even Afghanistan. Now, that what they're saying is that The rebels, the Taliban, freedom fighters, are actually gaining ground against this puppet government in Kabul. So, you know, the whole foreign policy of this administration is going up in flames, basically.
And we need to remember who was Secretary of State when all of this stuff was set in motion. And do we really want this same individual holding the keys to the nuclear arsenal in the Oval Office? And I understand there's a two-man rule, but I don't think Hillary would let that stand in her way.
Sure, she wouldn't. But again, I mean, we're seeing this pivot to Asia, and the response is Russia and China now are having a huge exercise in the South China Sea.
And what's alarming about that is the United States. They sort of took a lot of RIMPAC that was normally supposed to be around the Hawaiian Islands and just decided to spend all the fuel and everything to go on over and have their exercises in the South China Sea. It's just a military exercise. We're not confronting you. We're not trying to provoke you. And it really is becoming very transparent what's going on. And I do love the way that Syria responded to Samantha Power's comment about, you know, the Syrian people shouldn't cooperate with the government that's bombing them. And then Syria comes out and says, by the way, you guys bombed another 45 civilians today.
Yeah, well, that was just telling, really, of what's really been happening with American targeting of, well, what they're targeting in Syria is the civilians. They're not targeting.
They keep missing ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the oil things. Anyway, John, I need to let you go. Got more phone calls to take coming up on the top of the hour with the lovely lady Claire. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Martin in Los Angeles. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Very sad news out of Idaho today in the Jackie Endis case. The Attorney General of Idaho has announced that there will be no charges filed against the two officers who slaughtered Jack on November 1st of last year. Very, very sad and disappointing, devastating. Of course, that's par for the course, I guess, but as usual, dash cam was conveniently turned off. The two officers who both had body cams, they didn't release any video or even mention it, and they did not, the official investigation, which has dragged out for almost a year, they didn't mention anything about the fact that one of the deputies pulled, Jack was about to kill his bull, if you remember, the bull got hit by a car, and they called Jack out from dinner.
Yeah, they
called him out.
Yandis was out there at the request of the sheriff's department, and he went to put the bull down, and for some reason, prescription antidepressants or whatever, the police officers killed him. And now, of course, they're being let off scot-free. And that is another sign that we have descended into a dictatorship.
Absolutely. Very, very sad. And they didn't even mention or explain why the officer had yanked him back by the shoulder as he has his gun pointed at the bull. His wife was there. His nephew was there with the spotlight, you know, and the tractor, you know, doing this whole operation. And they've done this many times before. They've been ranchers in this town for centuries, actually, his family. But there is one thing. The family is filing a civil suit, but also, more important, if people want to support, there's a retired man who's running for sheriff in the elections in November. So his name is Tom Watts, and he looks like a pretty good guy. So he's running against the current sheriff who has defended these killers all along. It's very nasty. So Tom Watts for Adams County Sheriff, I think, is what the locals want at this point.
Well, I think they should. Basically, we need to scrape out the existing system and replace it with all new people at all levels of government, and remind all these newcomers coming on in, their names are written on their office doors in dry erase marker. And this Yandis case, I mean, it was just completely inappropriate. There should have been charges against these police officers. They had absolutely no justification for doing what they did, and they're being let off scot-free. Anyway, Martin, I need to let you go. I got a couple more phone calls to get to, and then we're going to close the phone lines again. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, just reemphasizing what you talked about. As opposed as I am to these refugees and all the havoc they're raising and crime they're committing and rape and murder and stuff, you know, they're injuring and killing people one at a time, a handful at a time. Our errant bombs kill people by the dozens on an ongoing basis. And over the long term, we've killed hundreds of thousands or maybe even a couple million people through things
it's
like
the
Iraqi
millions.
No-fly
it's
zone
in the millions.
In the millions.
U.S. foreign policy has created the refugee crisis. It's being taken advantage of, but everybody's out there saying, oh, we should be kind to the refugees, we should open our borders. No, what you need to do is stop these U.S. wars of aggression that have made them refugees in the first place. These people
right,
would be perfectly happy to stay in their native countries, in their homes, if the homes weren't being bombed to rubble by constant U.S. assault. And again...
Yeah.
All of this is coming out of U.S. foreign policy, and all of this was set in motion by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Right, and right now it's Europe that's actually taking the brunt of our miscreants, you know. One other thing, Mike. Please don't be too angry at this. It's in Sir Lick. There's no Cirque. There's no separate C or K in the middle of it. It's just in Sir Lick. Yep.
In Sir Lick. I stand corrected. Part of it is the transliteration of Turkish into English. And Europe paying the price for U.S. foreign policy, it's not just that. It's economic policy. When the U.S. launched this poorly thought-out oil price war against Russia, it harmed Europe, it harmed Venezuela, it harmed the fracking industry, not that we feel bad about that, harmed Canada. The collateral damage far outweighed any effect it had on Russia. Same thing with all these Russian sanctions. It's absolutely slammed Europe's economy at a time when Europe's economy is not resilient. It's hovering at the edge. And you have to wonder, when does the world stand up and realize that the United States is the author of all of this? And when do they simply throw up their hands and say, we're not listening to you anymore. We're not going to do what you tell us to do anymore. What are you going to do, bomb us now? Going to bomb Great Britain? Going to bomb France?
Right. And furthermore, what happens when we finally reap what we've sown? When we finally reap the whirlwind for the wind we've sown? Anyway. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch to Frank in London, then we're going to close the phone lines. Frank, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. I just want to make a distinction between the American government and their puppet masters of Wall Street and the American people. I think there's a massive difference, so I always like to make that difference. What does this Samantha Power thing, the bomb that's being dropped in on the civilians in Syria, are they love bombs or something, so it's okay, they died with love, yeah?
What Samantha is trying to do is she's trying to find some way to hold off the inevitable outcome of the Syrian war. Assad is already talking about a blanket pardon for all of the rebels who will lay down their weapons and surrender. And That, of course, is a very attractive offer right now, being cut off from their supply lines in Turkey. And so she's just trying to come up with something to say, you know, Syria is doing a bad thing by urging their civilians to cooperate. And probably tomorrow she's going to be saying, well, you know, we shouldn't be allowing Assad to send in humanitarian aid because he's going to use it to control his population, like the U.S. doesn't use food stamps to control our population. And it's absolute desperation. It's not well thought out. It doesn't make any sense at all. Anyway, listen, Frank, we're coming up on a commercial break. I need to let you go, and I need to get back to some of these stories. What's happening over in Israel, there was this mayor from Galilee who has caused a huge ruckus by saying he didn't want Arabs to use swimming pools of predominantly Jewish towns and cities. And, of course, everybody came on out and said that's very racist. And he says, no, no, if you think it's racist, you're being an anti-Semite. And he's trying to backpedal by saying, I don't hate Arabs, but I don't want them in my pools. I don't go to their pools either. This from the same nation that's at the forefront of demands that Europe and the United States allow in masses of refugees and illegal immigrants. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go. Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy before we get to the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire. Apparently, over in Greece, the government is now slamming the IMF and the EU and saying that the way Greece's debt was placed on them was inappropriate. And we know it was. Half of that debt came from this underhanded deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs to conceal Greece's true debt situation from the EU. And then when Papandreou left, the new government came in and said, oh boy, are we in trouble. And the attitude that we've gotten from the IMF, from Christine Lagarde, who is now facing prosecution for some of her nefarious doings, is we don't care how the debt was created. Debt is debt. Debt is holy. Debt is sacrosanct. You, the Greek people, will go without to pay this debt off, even though much of it was created through fraud. Well, we know there are certain debts that are considered odious debts and not the responsibility of the people of a nation to pay. And it looks like Greece may be moving in that direction, pushing for debt repudiation and relief. Just write it all off. And the IMF and the EU don't want to do that. It's not like they think there's actually any value to all that ink and paper. But keeping a nation in debt is keeping them under control. Rule by compound interest. Now, apparently, earlier today, Japanese government bond futures suddenly halted trading. And the Japanese Osaka Exchange is saying they're investigating what happened. But usually when trading is halted on something, it is a sign something may be going very, very wrong. Over in Italy, they're preparing rescue bids ahead of coming stress tests on the bank, meaning they don't think the banks will pass the stress tests. Deutsche Bank is, according to the story in Investment Watch blog, Deutsche Bank is saying not even fiscal stimulus can save them. They're in that much trouble. Now, yesterday, Ukraine announced that they just weren't going to pay the $3 billion they owe Russia. They got all huffy and said, well, we don't like the Russians. We don't like what they're doing in Crimea. The debt was all political. No, it wasn't. It's money owed for the natural gas Russia's been sending to Ukraine. And Russia has announced today that if Ukraine does not pay that $3 billion, they're going to start trying to seize Ukrainian assets held in other countries. So that situation is escalating. Now, here in the United States, we've seen this pattern before. They'll come out with glowing news about how great the economy is, and then down the road, they'll revise the figures and saying, well, it wasn't as good as we thought it was. But it's great now. The U.S. economy grew only 1.2% in the second quarter, and the first quarter has been revised downward to 0.8%. Okay, there's the music. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Lady Claire.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage.
Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.